State Services for the Blind of Minnesota put on a career expo at one of the local colleges where over 100 attendees attended and talked to the representatives from many of the companies who were sharing their journey from transitioning from high school to college to the workplace, talking about the jobs they do, the careers they hold, and the tools that help them overcome the obstacles in the workplace. It's a great place to get to know people, a great place to network.
Career Expo 2016.
Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Jeff Thompson. I came across a Target Corporation table, which had two representatives, Ryan and Randy. One was specializing in the accessibility of their apps, the Target app and the Cartwheel app, which you can get in the App Store and on Google Play. The other representative was representing their Target.com website.
Is everything from the design where we say make sure this has good color contrast and that it works really well for people who look at the screen with magnification, all the way to the development side when I say, hey guys, make sure these buttons are labeled for voiceover and people know that they can tap on them. I'm Ryan Strunk. I am an accessibility consultant for Target.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What do you do on a daily basis with accessibility there?
Everything that we use, I'm able to use. So everything from Outlook to Skype for Business, the bug tracker we use called Jira. And Jira actually is doing some great stuff themselves to make things accessible. They're really responsive to accessibility concerns that we have. So yeah, I'm able to do my job with no trouble.
What sort of software do you use, if any?
So for my actual day-to-day use, I use JAWS.
Okay.
In terms of my work, we cover basically four main disability groups. So sensory disabilities, motor disabilities, cognitive disabilities, and sometimes you break sensory into hearing and visual. So I test, for example, all of our apps with VoiceOver and with TalkBack. We use Zoom and we use screen magnification. We do switch devices. And then just the contrast flipper and some of those other things. For the web, we do JAWS, we do NVDA, Firefox, Internet Explorer. I don't know if they do Chrome, but I'm not on the web team. You do Chrome? There you go, Chrome for keyboard, absolutely. I'll let Randy introduce herself.
I'm Randy Strunk, and I am a lead accessibility consultant for Target, and I work on the Target.com website.
Oh, wow. So Ryan works on apps, you're on the .com website.
Yes, correct.
And so what tools do you use on a daily basis in your workstation, like, for you to do your job?
Yeah, so I use JAWS kind of as my primary screen reader. But for .com, we test with a couple of screen readers. We test with JAWS and Internet Explorer 11. Use that combination. We also use NVDA with Firefox. And our site is going adaptive, so it means it's the same code base for both mobile devices and traditional desktops. So we also test with iOS on iPads and iPhones.
What words of advice would you give someone that's in high school, going to college, and to the workplace who's blind?
That's good. I would say communication is key. Being able to communicate with not only your employers about what accommodations you might need, but also communicating with your coworkers. For example, in my job, I deal with a lot of web designers, so I'm looking at a lot of pictures, and I have to be able to communicate with them so that they can give me a good idea of what the design looks like so that I can do my job and give them accessibility feedback on that design. So I think communication is a really key thing that, it's valuable to have.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Randy.
You're welcome.
So, Ryan, what advice would you give a college student or a high school student going to college and into the workplace who is visually impaired?
You know, I would say what a good stockbroker would say, and that is diversify. So, because there are so many things that I need for my job beyond knowing how to make something accessible. So get good at public speaking. Learn people skills. Be a social individual who is able to pick up lots of things, because I got my degree in music education, and I have turned that degree into political fundraising and teaching Braille and computers and now making things accessible, and I did some marketing for a while, and it's because I had enough other experiences that I was able to fit into the places that I needed to fit into and not just rely on the one skill that I picked up.
Thank you, Ryan.
Anytime.
Well said.
It was a real pleasure to talk to the representatives from Target, Randy and Ryan. I can now read the weekly ads in the app on my iPhone. It's quite an accomplishment, really, when you think about it. It's the first time I've ever been able to do that. Check out the apps from Target in the App Store, Google Play, and the accessibility on the web, target.com. Thank you, Target. Thanks for being accessible, and thanks for being inclusive for all.
When we share
what we see
through each other's eyes, we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.